it.
Recording in progress.
Okay, everybody, side. Today's daf is Daf Nun Beis, and we're holding the very end of Nun Aleph on the day's the last line. Ketzad Osam Maimer. Now, what is this referring to? If we go back briefly to our Mishnah, back on Nun Omed Aleph, the Mishnah began, as you recall, in Machlokes between Ramiel and Rabbanon, whether Yesh Get Acher Get, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, or do we say Ein Get Acher Get, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer? And then skipping down to the sixth line, the Mishnah says, Ketzad, Osam Maimer V'Yavem, Tevin Osam Lo Get. Now, without the benefit of Rashi in our Mishnah, the way it sounds like is, Rav Gamliel started talking about Ein Get Acher Get, and now we're explaining Ketzad. Explain what the details are. Osam Maimer V'Yavem, Tevin Osam Lo Get. Now, that doesn't sound like a case of Get Acher Get or Maimer Acher Maimer. It's talking about Maimer, and then after that, a Get. What's going on over here? So back in the Mishnah, Rashi already told us, on the fourth wide line, Ketzad, Lava Pluktakoi, El Mitzvah Ben Afshi. We're starting really something new. And we're talking about Yavam Echad or Yavam Achas. How do you do that in Yavam Yavama? In other words, it's a brand new statement, a new paragraph, etc. How did Rashi know that? From our Gemara. So returning to our Gemara now, it says, Ketzad Osam Maimer, top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Breaking what a high get acher get. We're talking about get acher get. And you're saying, Ketzad, he did Maimer and then he did get. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Amar Rav Yehuda Ochik Amar. Yehuda says, the way we have to learn our mission is, get acher get. Umaimer acher maimer kidam lora. As far as get acher get and maimer acher maimer, that's the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan, as we learned in the Mishnah and as we learned it in the Braisa. You recall yesterday we had a fairly lengthy Braisa that explained the exact case of maimer acher maimer and get acher get. So that's already a given. That's what we discussed. And now the Mishnah continues on. Yovim Echad Yivama Achas Ketzad, Ketzad Hatarasan. If you're talking about a normal Yovim and Yivama, what is the procedure to go and resolve either the resolve the Zika, either through Yivam or through Chalitza? The Mishnah says, Osam Maimer V'Yavem, Tevin Osam Lo Get, Tzvichei Menu Chalitza. That if the person gave Maimer, and then he gave a Get, the Get removes the Maimer, but the Zika is still there. So you have to have Chalitza. So basically what our Gemara is telling us is this Ketzad is Miltzvah Antanafsha. This is a brand new discussion having nothing to do with the Get Acher Get or Maimer Acher Maimer Machloikis between Rav Gamliel and the Rabban. Then Mishnah continued on. Osa Maimer Uboal Harizuki Mitzvosa. What happens if the Yovam gave Maimer and then after that he did Pia? That's the Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah. So tomorrow they Messiah live in Ravuna. Based on this, let's bring a writer for the Yom Ravuna. Mitzvah Yivama Mikadesh Viachkach Boil. The mitzvah the Gavi Yivam is you're supposed to be Mikadesh, and after that you're supposed to be Boil. Now Ravuna, of course, doesn't mean that that's what is required in the Torah, because the Torah doesn't say anything about Maimer. Torah only talks about Yivama Yoveyolel Adinapia. What Ravuna means to say is that after the Chachamim instituted the Inyan of Maimer, this is the best way of handling it. Do Maimer first, then after that, do Bia. That's what Ravuna holds. Sounds like from our Mishnah that our Mishnah supports Ravuna, because our Mishnah says, Osam Maimer Bal Hari Zuki Mitzvasa. This is the way you're supposed to do it. Also, that's like Ravuna said, that this is the Chachamim, the way you're supposed to do it. Everyone know. Ema avzeki mitzvasa. Don't learn harizuki mitzvasa. No, avzeki mitzvasa. You can continue doing yibam like the Torah tells us, which means just bia, period. However, if you also decide to precede the bia with maimer, says Amisha, oh, good. That's also good. Not necessarily that's the preferable way of doing it, like Rav Huna learns, but you also do the trick. Okay, so Frank Timur, Pshita, if you're telling me that he did Maimer and then after that he did Yibam, that also works. No, for Shteitzach, What's the chiddush in that? The bottom line is that he eventually did a yibum, he did a diya. So the fact that he preceded it with maimer, that certainly doesn't undermine the yibum. So it's chadol pashut that that works. Says he, no, I'll tell you why. So could I take a minute? Kim yibum maro isem maimer via vemtoy. Porcha heimenu zikas yibumin. The chol olam zikas irisin unisuin. Eimalav mitzvah ka'ovid. We had earlier on in our Masechta, and in truth, this Omamar, this was Aliba de Beis Shammai. And you'll recall that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer. And if, according to Beis Shammai, once you do a Maimer be a Vemtoy, Porche Menu Zikas Yivam, and the whole Zik of Yivam goes away, B'chol Olav Zikas Irisim and Isuin. And from this point on, you only have now your normal, regular marriage rules and regulations. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you wouldn't even need a chalitza, because once he's at a maimer, it's just like doing a yibum. What's halacha if a yavam is miyavam his yavama? Then after that, Barry always likes to scream out, ishta l'chol davar. So it's ishta l'chol davar, it's a regular 100% wife. And therefore, what our Gemara is telling us is that according to Beis Shammai, the same thing applies to maimer. The maimer also Midrabanan has the same status like a yibam, like a bia, and from this point on, all hilchas yibamim fall away. You won't even talk about chalitza and things of that nature. You're only going to talk about zikas, eris, and nisuim. And therefore, from this point on, if a person wanted to terminate the relationship, he'd have to give a get. So that being the case, I would think eimalav mitzvah of it, that when he goes and initially gives maimer, that no longer is he in the parasha of Yibum, he's now in the parasha of a regular Chosin Kala that are getting married. Now, even though this Gemara is referring to Beis Shammai, but the Gemara holds that maybe the Svara would apply to Beis Hill as well, that someone that goes and gives Maimer to his Yivama, maybe we no longer are talking about Hilchas Yibum, we're now talking about Hilchas Erisin and Nisuan. And therefore, when the person of ultimately gives bia to his yivama, it's not that he's mekayim the mitzvah of yivam, but rather he is now consummating the marriage that he started off with a few days ago, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, when he gave the maimer. It's kamash alone. That's why our mishnah comes to tell you, no. Even though he started off with maimer, it doesn't go and turn everything upside down, and yivam is behind us. No, yivam still applies. Avad. And all we're saying is that if you give maimer and you have to do yibam, that's also good. According to Afuna, that's the preferable way of doing it. According to the way the Gemara is docha, our Mishnah is saying that's also good, but it's not necessarily preferable. You can do it that way. And don't think that you are now leaving Parashas Yibam, going into the Parasha of regular Eres Yisuah. No. You, in fact, remain in the Parasha of Yibam. We're quoting Rafuna again. Mekadesh v'yachkach boyer. Mekadesh means you give maimer, and then after that you do bia. In Baal, the awesome maimer, what happens if he reversed? First he did bia, and then he gave kesef kedushin. Kana, then it also works. And the obvious question is, in Baal, the same of shita, the kanya of bia. After he did the initial yibam with bia, of course, anything after that is just, extra. If he decides that he wants to go and give his Yivama a ring after he already did beer, gives him to height. He can go and give as many presents as he wants. But there's no requirement because the beer has been performed. They're now Ishtar L'chol Dabar. So, of course, Maimer is fine. What's the Chiddush over here? What's the Inyan of this Maimer? Every Mara, the Hakanya Bebeer. Remember, this is Rafuna speaking. Rafuna holds that preferably a person should do maimer first and yibam second. Says Rafuna, but if the person did a ve'ila without a maimer, it's all good. It's kana. After all, min ha'Torah works. So the chachamim that instituted the concept of maimer didn't undo the requirements of the Torah. If you did be a maimer, it's also good. The yibam was effective. Break the mora hazay, but Tanya, we have a price that says loike. That if a person was boil, beloy mamer, if he did yibam without the Kesef Kedushin, then he gets Malkus. Well, it sounds like Min HaTorah, there's a requirement that you dafka have to go and give Maimer first. And you're telling me, in Borgwas and Maimer, it's fine. It's not fine. You get Malkus. Everyone Makis Mardis Midirabat. What we're talking about is Makis Mardis. Makis Mardis means that whenever the Chacham were upset about the way people act, even though Min HaTorah there's no din of Malkus, but they instituted Midrabban on their own Makis. And the Gemara gives a number of examples. The Rav Mangid Amand Mekadesh Bibir, Amand Mekadesh Bishuka, Amand Mekadesh Bileshiduchi, Amand Mabafel Gitta, Amand Mabafel Mitra Gitta, Amand Mabakish Michal Rabbanon, etc., etc. Rav Mangid, Rav gave Makis Mardis to those that didn't follow the following rules. As the Gemara expects, Amand Mekadesh Bibir, we know by a regular Chus and Kala, the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechus Kiddushin says, U'ishish Niknis B'sholish V'rochim, because of U'bishtad U'bir. And Rav says, you're 100% right. If you give beer, you are kind of the wife and you're a husband and wife. However, this is not considered to be an Indian of Tzniyas, it's considered to be an Indian of Pritzas, to go and make your initial kinyan and your wife through beer. It's much more idle, it's much nicer, it's much more etiquette to go and do it in a slow process. First go and give Kesef Kiddushin, that already starts the bond of marriage between the husband and wife, that's Erison. And subsequent to that, you go and do in the sea and you can go and do beer. But to go and jump into a marriage by doing beer without a previous, a prior giving of money, we're giving a shtar, Rav considered this to be a lack of proper tznius. And not only that case, Mandem Kaddish would be able to Mandem Kaddish Bishuka, someone who goes and marries his wife in the middle of the street, where it's not a Mokum tznius, even if we're talking about his Makadish with Kesef Kedushin, he goes and takes two of them and says, here, I'm giving my Kala Nancy, I'm going to give her a ring, I want you to watch it. That's not the proper way of doing it. We're talking about, what's the English expression? Sacred matrimony. You don't want this to look like something that you do for a fling in the middle of the street. It's got to be done in a proper setting. And we all know what shiduchan means today. Shiduchan, in the times of the Gemara, didn't mean that you have to have a third party that introduced one to the other. And the Kaddish B'lei Shiduchi means to go and give Kiddushin on the spur of the moment without any prior preparation. You have a boy and a girl, they meet, and after 10 minutes they say, it's love at first sight, here, I give you a ring, and we're going to be married. You don't do things like that. I'm not saying you can't engage. An engagement is one thing, but to go and get married B'lei Shiduchi without any prior discussions, prior arrangements, just let's jump into it, that Rav again felt was improper. What means mavatel gitta? A person sends Rachman Litzlan a get to his wife, and then after he sent the shliach out, he had second thoughts. And he tries his best to go and find the shliach and to mavatel the get and stop. Don't give the get after all. Now what happens if the shliach has the get in his hand and he gives it nevertheless? So then the get is worthless because the husband was mavatal the get. He said, I don't want this shliach to go ahead. I want to stop it. This, as you can see, can cause major problems because the get looks like a totally bona fide get. It is a bona fide get. And if the husband says, I changed my mind midstream, that can only lead to many halachic headaches. So therefore, yes.
If they would wait to 18 minutes, the relationship would leaven.
Beautiful, beautiful. Shkoyach. Especially within the week after Pesach, what an appropriate term. Thank you very much. Anyway, someone who is mavatel get is problematic. Man the Muslim Maidor Agita. The serious Maidor means, this is not only a get halacha, this applies to any shtar. If a person goes and enters into a transaction and signs an agreement when he does not want to sign the agreement. The only reason why he's doing it is because it's under duress. What you can do is you can go afterwards to a Beis Din and say, Beis Din, I want you to know, I sat down and signed this agreement, but I did not want to sign the agreement. It was done under terrible, terrible pressure. Okay, there is that concept of Mesiris Meidor on a regular shtar. What Rav said, okay, if you do it by a regular shtar is one thing, but don't do it by a get, because what's going to happen is, in the meantime, she's going to use this get to get married, with a get to get married, and then after that, a year later, he's going to say, oh, by the way, you didn't know, but I was Moiser Meidor on this get, and this get was worthless from the first moment. And in the meantime, she's got married, and she has children, all types of potential mamzerim issues. Now, this is already not related to Hilchos issues, getting married or getting divorced. Rather, what this is talking about is stam. You have a shliach derabbanan, meaning the person who delivers the subpoenas or delivers the final decisions, and the shliach derabbanan comes to you and you're not happy with what he tells you. And so therefore, pokir means that you speak to him with in a mocking or in a way of ridicule. You don't give him the proper respect. So again, Rav said, he's just the representative of the Beis Din. You should speak to him nicely. What happens if someone did something wrong? Beis Din paskin X, Y, Z. He refuses to listen. Beis Din puts him b'shamta. Shamta means he puts him in cheirim. Within the 30 days of that cheirim, he has to come to the Beis Din and ask them to please remove the cheirim. I'll do whatever I have to do. I'm going to do tshuva, etc. A person who did not do that and took this shamta very lightly and said, okay, so I'll be in cheirim, big deal. Said, Rab, not good. Makis madis. Vial chasna de doy bebe chamui. Also an edim, a son-in-law, who lives in the home of his shver and his shviger. Why? Because we are concerned that the shviger is going to take a liking to her new son-in-law. And chas v'shalom, these things can lead to potential problems. Says the Gemara, ooh, the door in, the chalafloi. It sounds like there's only a problem if the son-in-law is living together with his wife by the in-laws. What happens if he's just passing by, not living there, he just passes by the door? We have a case with Rav Sheshes, that the person just passed by the house of the Shver and Shviger, and Rav Sheshes already was Nagde, could have given Makis Magnus. We just said a moment ago, according to Rav, you only do that if he's living with the Shver and Shviger, not if he's just passing by. Who made them have Dayim Machmasai? There, in that case, where Rav Sheshes gave him Makis Magnus, it's talking about a situation where there were already rumors in the gossip mill that unfortunately the relationship between the Shviger and the Eidim was too close to call, too close for comfort. In such a case, Rav Sheshes said, you know that people are gossiping, you know people are conjecturing. Stay away. Don't even pass by the house.
Especially if her name is Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson.
You probably didn't see the movie, The Graduate.
I have no idea what you're referring
to. Mrs. Robinson is a mother.
Aleph Abdullahs.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the point is that in Rav Sheshes' case, we were talking about that there were serious rumors going on. So therefore, he should not even pass by the doorstep. In a regular case, a normal Shver Shviger, a normal Eidim, he can pass by the house, but he should not live there. Nedoy took that long list that we just went through, and he says, bottom line is, Rav only gave Makas Mardis for two. Someone who's Makadish B'Biyah, and not B'Kesef U'Mishtar, U'B'Loishiduchi, and a person who was Makadish B'Loishiduchi without having discussed it in advance, just the spur of the moment, we get married. So therefore, according to the first Lashon, we're talking about in Makadish B'Biyah, U'B'Loishiduchi, that this goes together. person, Mekadesh, his wife, Pia, and there was no previous discussion, right? A boy and a girl meet, and they say, oh, you look like a nice guy, you look like a nice gal, and then unfortunately they decide to do Pia without any previous discussion, and now they want to have holy matrimony. Says Rav, that's terrible. Even if it was with Shidduchim, in other words, it was discussion and they had met a few times before, and yes, they wanted to go and get married, and it's very serious and all the rest. However, don't be Mekadesh Bia, because Bia is a princess. Don't be Mekadesh rather with Kesef or Shta. We rely on Nehdoi. That's the reason why we do not have a problem with a young couple living with their in-laws after they get married, which, as you know, is not that uncommon, particularly if people are waiting for an apartment to become free or for a house to be built or whatever, renovations. So they live together with in-laws, sometimes for extended periods of time. We are not concerned about that because we follow Neher Doi that says that the bottom line is Rav is only makbid on Bia and Shidduchi, and not about all the other things that we previously mentioned. If you look at the Toisus Hador based Chomov, Toisus is a few lines later than where we are, lower than where we are in the Gemara. Hador based Chomov, and non samchina nadoi, we rely on nadoi, the Amri Bekul loiman girav, alamanda mekadesh mubia, we shall suffer mhelech achar ha maker. They were talking about things that are abundant, so we are maker like nadoi, and that's why we are not concerned about the potential issues about an atom with the shver and trigger with the in-laws. Okay, we continue on. Third one. Kates and Maimer. How do you perform Maimer with Eva? She says, Imar, Nosim la Kesef, or Yishav la Kesef. That's how you do it. Kesef, Yishav la Kesef, just like by Hilchas Kedushin. How much is Kesef, Yishav la Kesef? Yeah, Machloik is Beisham and Beisil, whether it's a Pruta, Shavu Pruta, or dinner, Shavu dinner. But it's the same thing, just like by regular Kedushin. Ubishtar Kates, and how do you do with the Shtar? Right, Imar, Bishtar Kates, and Kedamar. Just like Maimer is the same thing as regular Kesef Kedushin. A Maimer with a Shtar is also just like a Shtar Kedushin. Kosev lo al liyor o yalacheres, a person writes down on a piece of paper, papyrus, or alacheres, or a piece of earthenware, ava pishayim v'shever pruta. Even if the paper itself is really worthless, but nevertheless, it's here we're not talking about the value of the paper, we're talking about the value of the words which are inscribed in the paper. So even if it's not a shever pruta, I have to do that. So for Eitimara, what's the question? Just like we talked about Maimer, Kesef is Kesef Shem, Kesef. Shtar is the same thing. You can write on the yard. Keres, as long as you write Arab Mekadeshly. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, of course, you're 100% right. That was not my question. I was not questioning the Shtar Kedushin. I was talking about the Shtar Kesuba. Omer Abaye, Hochikom, Shtar Kesuba, Sivam, and Keta. How do you write out a Shtar Kesuba, Sivam? Why is that different than a regular Kesuba? Because a regular Kesuba, the husband has to go and promise that if Chas V'Shalom, this marriage ends, that he's going to go and pay his ksuba. Over here, unfortunately, the original husband died already. Now we're talking about the yibum with the brother. And with the brother, that's an extension of the original kedushin, the first marriage. The question is, does that change things? So Timur Ketzat, Kosim Lo, he writes in the Shtar, Ano Ploini Bar Ploini, Kabilis Yas Ploinis Yivimti Olai, I was makabel, I accepted upon myself for plainness ivimti, for my yivama, lozen ulefarnes akaroi, to go and give her proper food and proper panosa, that she should have a normal, good life. Ubavad, the only real change that you have between your normal ksuba and the ksuba of a yivama, ubavad should take suvasa unless the bala rishon. The new yavam, he does not accept upon himself to give from his own assets. He says, any payment that's going to be made is going to be the assets of my late brother. Because after all, that's the reason why he's getting married. Not because he necessarily wanted to marry this Yavama, but he's just filling the shoes, succeeding to the shoes of the first partner.
What happens if...
Yes.
What happens if the first husband's estate is bankrupt? He has nothing. Is he parted from making yibum, or doesn't he have to undertake to support her?
It could Robbie, happen after a war or...
Robbie, I'm very, very happy that you asked the question, because that's the segue to the next Shtikl Gemara. If you continue on, the Iles Lom Rishon, what happens if the Rishon, in fact, left no assets or insufficient assets? So, Min HaToyla, there is no further requirement and no assets, no assets. However, the Rabban added an additional takana, Misheni, that the Sheni has to give from his assets. You can actually take how the Ein of the Hoitzia. One of the main reasons of the requirement of the Ksuba, because we don't want husbands to just, by stroke of luck or he's in a bad mood, okay, I'm going to give a get to my wife and finish. We want there to be a financial incentive to stay married. If we tell him, if you're going to divorce your wife, you're going to have to go and pay a small fortune, that's going to cool his resolve to go and give a get to his wife. So therefore, even though Mi'ikr Adin, the second husband, meaning the Yovim, should not have to pay for his assets, however, the Chamum Misakim, that if there's not enough assets in the first brother's estate, then the second one has to be Mashlim. Bo'i Menei Abayi Mirab, Nosam Laget V'Omer Hari At Megureshes Hein Meni V'At Muteres V'Chol Otam Mahu. This is a very, very interesting get. As you know, one of the requirements of a get is you have to write in Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam. From this point on, you are free to marry anyone and everyone because I'm divorcing you and you're now mutter to everyone. What happens if this person writes a very strange type of get? He writes in the get, Hariat L'gereshes Yimani, I am divorcing you, so you and I, our bond now ends. However, but I don't want you to have the ability to marry anybody else. I'm just saying, you and I, the marriage is over, but probably the husband wants to torment his wife. He says, you remain also to everybody else. His mouth. The question is, what tokef, what strength does this get have? Now, clearly, in the case of a regular get of a husband and wife, this get would be meaningless because you cannot have a get that says that i'at muteres l'chol adam. In fact, that's one of the major requirements of a get, has to say hari at muteres l'chol adam. The question is a get yivama any different than a regular get of a husband and wife? Now, get yivama d'rabbanu. The whole concept of a get yivama is midrabbanu. Get the mahani v'eishas ish mahani b'yivama. The get that works for an eishas ish also works for Yavam. In other words, the same type of get. Of a get with Mahani Bajasish, a get that says in it, E, at Muteris L'chol Adam, with Mahani Yavam. It's not going to work by Yavam either. Because Kol the Tokan Rabbanan can end their eyes into it. Or you tell them, Osim L'chuf and Begitta. Or maybe, no, no, no. I'm afraid that even though this piece of paper, vis-a-vis a regular get, is worthless, why is it worthless? Because he writes, E at Muteres L'chol Adam. But for purposes of a Yavama, I'm afraid that if people are going to go and say that this get is worthless, after that the Yavama and Yavama may decide to engage in Yivam, and then people will say, oh, even though the husband or the Yavama gave the Yavama a get, you can still do Yivam. Now we know that that's not permissible because of the Kivin Shleib Banashiv Lo Yivne. But we're concerned about that people are not going to read the fine lettering, the fine notes on this get, and they just see a get as a get as a get, and they see that after the get, that they're doing evil. And they won't realize the reason is because this get was worthless. So because of that gezeira, they said, you know what? I have to be concerned, even if it says, i'at muteres l'chol adam, that the get is effective, and that he can no longer be miyabim her. So, we have that chash that you're going to switch it for a regular get, and people are going to go and be kones. They're going to be miyabim after such a get. What happens if he just gives basically a blank piece of paper or insufficient words? In other words, he hands over a piece of paper, nicely rolled up, and he's saying, this is my get, without people reading it. And if we're going to allow her after that to do yibam with her husband, people say, oh, you see, even after a get, you can still do yibam. Nobody read the Niyar of Alma. If they would have seen
and it doesn't say anything. How can that be possible? You say that holds and passes. Now, in the case of the Yoruba Alma, just a piece of paper, that would not have any halachic validity or ramifications. For instance, if a husband gave a wife in the Yoruba Alma, he declared it a get, but it did not have any of the specifications of a get, then there's no problem in her eventually marrying a kohen. Of course, we would have to have that the first marriage is severed, presumably not with a get, because then she would be also to a kohen. Then if the husband passes away, then she'd be able to marry a kohen. Possibly, possibly could. However, in the case of Hariat Negureshes Heimeni, the Atmuteris Chalada, that does pass by kohuna. The Gemara calls it a reach haget. The sign like we have in the Braisa, the Isha Grusha Me'isha, lo yikachu. Now, this is referring to the Isurim that pertain to Kehanim. This is at the beginning of Parshas Emor, where it tells us who the Kehanim are allowed to marry, not allowed to marry. The Isha Grusha Me'isha, lo yikachu. He's now going to go marry a Grusha. Now, the word Me'isha is strange. It could simply say V'isha Grusha Lo Yikachu. Why does it say Grusha Me'isha? Even if the get is very, very limited and says Hariat Migureshes Heimeni, V'yat Muteres L'Chalvadam, even though this get, in terms of severing the marriage, is worthless, but in terms of prohibiting her from ever marrying a kohen in the future, unfortunately, it is effective. Why? Because even though this get was only Grusha Me'isha, she was only divorced from her husband, not from anybody else. That's the expression that we have in the Sechtes Gittin, that you can have a piece of paper which is really not a bona fide get, but it has a reach get. It has such a smell of a get. So that passes by Kahuna, and here too by Yovam and Yavamba, it would be enough to go and be declared a get, and therefore she would no longer be able to do Yivam with her Yavam. Omar Rami Barcham, Harry Omru, Omar Echel Lavler, Ksoyd Getla Rusasi, Likish Echnesena Agorshen. A Lavler is a Soifer. You have a person who already performed Erisin with his wife, and they're waiting to consummate the marriage. The husband, however, suspects that things are not going to last very long. What does he do? He goes over to a cipher and he says, "So get arusasi. I want you to please write out a get for my arusa. I'm not going to give it to her now. After I do bia, after we do nisuin, then I'm going to hand over the get. How does a get? This get is effective because if he wanted to, he could give the get right now. Because after all, they're already married. They're not married in nisuin, but they married the Erisin. So therefore, the get is a kosher get. However, well, the Isha Ba'alma, if a person goes to a cipher and says to him, you see that young lady, Nancy Smith, I have an interest in marrying her. However, I don't know if this marriage is going to last. Please write out a get for me. He said, I'll have a pocket get available at any time to give to her if things don't work out. The Isha Ba'alma ain't getting the Isha, ain't biyot legasha. That type of get is worthless. If I go to a cipher and say, you know, Nancy Smith, I want to go and give her a get. You're not married to Nancy Smith. Yeah, but I might marry her in the future, and then I'm going to go and give her a get. That is worthless. Got to be that they're married already. So now that we know that the Gabi Hilchos, Kiddushin, and Nisuin, what about my Yivama? What about my Barchoma? The Yivama person goes over to the cipher and says, I have my Yivama. I don't think this marriage is going to last. I do intend to do Yivam. I want you to please write out a get in advance. I should have it anytime I need it. So what happened? If we're just talking about a Zika and there was no Maimer, ask Rav Bachoma, would I say that you can have the Soifa write out a get already now? Because they are a shtickle married. How are they a shtickle married? Through Zika. So even though there wasn't even Maimer yet, but It's not as if this is a totally strange woman that he has no shaykhs to. He does have a shaykhs. There is this thin umbilical cord called Zika that attaches it to. And so therefore, maybe you could have the sofer right out of getting out. I didn't give the old maimer, but the mice, if you didn't do maimer, like, it's still not a real husband and wife. But you want to take who? The Gemara is not kosher to shaykh.
Before we proceed, I was a little bit surprised. I wait at the end of Sugya to the two dots. In the Ksuvas Yavam, it says, I'm going to say Bala Harishon. Why don't we use the language of the brother? It seems very cold. The whole reason he's entering into this marriage and give her a Ksuva is because she felt him in Yibam. To quote Bala Rishona, like Mr. Smith, that sounds very formal and impersonal, given that this is a Yibam situation.
I understand. So what would you have recommended that we write in the
Shah? My brother, John Smith, may he rest in peace, Alav HaShalom. You know, I mean, something a little, to say Bala HaRishon, that sounds like, you know, a template for a commercial transaction. Doesn't sound like a Yibam Ksuva. And in fact, it is a Yibam Ksuva. It puzzles me.
No, I understand. I don't know if the Gemara means this literally. In other words, it could very well be where it says Al Nichsei Baal Harisha and the Taka added Olav Hashalom or Zechar Nivracha. I think the Gemara is just telling us the halachic dictates what you need to have in substance. Whether this is really the actual text of the Ksuba, I'm not sure if that's what the Gemara meant. I think the Gemara is really just stressing that the assets that cover this Ksuba are Nichsei Baal Harisha and not Nichsei Baal Hashem.
Thank you.
But it could be that they put in some poetic forms and explain, the original Baal, Harav Chusin HaMafoyer, Ba'anichbot, Shenifter, Be'ilim, Be'itimei Yomov, and left Nebuchadnezzar, Tsar in the whole community. Could be you add that as well, but that's not necessary. What is necessary is the basics. I'm going to support you, but not from my funds, but from the original husband's funds. In other words, again, we're talking about Yivama. Yivama has the Zika, just the fact that her husband passed away, and she falls to the brother for either Yibam or Chalitza, and they also did Maimar. And now the Yivama has decided he doesn't want to continue this any longer, and he wants to go and give a get even before the Yibam. So now, what does he write in the get? So, Boy Rav Chananya, Kosov get Zikosai. He writes in the get that this get is to remove the Zika, v'loy l'ma'amorai, but not to remove the Maimer. Or, l'ma'amorai v'loy l'zikosai, it should remove the Maimer, but not the Zik. Mahu, what's the halach? Now, from Rashi is mashma, that there's no question that even if he writes Kosov get l'zikosai, it's still not enough, because you still have to have a chalitza. The question is, does this get have any, is it at all effective for other purposes? What other purposes can we be talking about? The gabe, whether or not
the perimeter to her relatives.
Exactly, as well as, do I say, kimish leibona shiv leivna? If this get is worth something, it's a kimish leibona situation, shiv leivna. If we're telling us that this get is an inappropriate, imperfect get, so then there's no kimish leibona situation. We'll see Rashi in a moment. Let's just go through the case. What's the din? Now, what's the shail? Do you say that any time a person, a yovam, gives maimer to his yavama, it's like we're adding on the back of the zika, we're making the zika, a piggyback, we're adding the maimer, or a hunchback. We're putting the maimer, attaching it to the zika. If that's in fact the case, that it becomes one, this is an enhanced zika. It's a zika, including a maimer. If that's the case, you cannot go and be megarish chatzi isha. In other words, if zika and maimer now merge into one, you can't go and sever part of it and not the other part. Even though the person did maimer, these are two separate obligations. There's one obligation called Zika, another obligation called Maimer, and never the twain shall meet, and you can sever either one by giving a yet. So now here's the Rashi that I wanted to point out. Rashi, Oidil Mahay L'chudei. It's a 3 or 4 lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. To Mahay L'chudei Koi, Mahay L'chudei Koi. Who Mahani? Now what does it mean, Mahani? That the get works. If he writes a get for Zika, not for the Maimer, Asura Olav the Al Echov, then from this point on, she can no longer be Nisyabin either by this Yavam or by any of the other brothers. Why? Because since he wrote a get Lizikasoi, the Paka Zika, the Kala Beloyivna, once we said that he writes a get Lizikasoi, then the Zika goes away. Now, Rashi doesn't say that as a result of the Zika going away, she doesn't even need a chalitza. I'm pretty sure that Rashi feels a chalitza would still be required, because the Torah only gives you 2 ways of resolving a Yibam situation, either Yibam or chalitza. There's no thing in the Torah about giving a get. Mitrabanan, if you give a get, it does have effect, even though it's lizikos within the mamorai. What effect does it have? That now, not only the Yibam, but all the brothers have a din of kibush lebanish of lehivne. On the other hand, the kikos of the mamore, the lo dezikosai, if the get says only for the maimer, not for the zika, asur loy, it's only asur to him because he, the yavam, is the only one that made a maimer, not any of the other brothers, umetaris the echov, and then she would be mutter to any of the other brothers if they decided to eventually be miyavim. The maimer to ovet shakle, the maimer that he did, he has now removed by giving a get, or basalei zika kamekaris, and then the original zika remains. So getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara says, is there a concept of doing such a half a get lemaimer, not lezika, lezika, not lemaimer? Do the two merge? How does that work? So it's more of a tipshut lemidarov. I don't understand the shayla that Rav Chananya is asking. We can be poishim from Rav, the Amar Rav, and not some get lemaimer, right? Hutu terasa, that there is this concept of giving a get lemaimer and not to the zika. So you see that you could split hairs, if you will, vis-a-vis the get, and have it only for maimer, only for zika. Everyone, Rav Pshita, let Rav Chananya be boyolei. It's a machloikis between Rav and Rav Chananya. As far as Rav is concerned, he holds a double posha that you can make such a half a get, only for maimer or only for zika. But Rav Chananya asks, I'm not so sure, because Rav Chananya feels maybe you add the maimer to the zika and it becomes a merged entity, and then you can no longer go and be megadish chatzi isha. It's taken. And we go back to Mishnah. Cholatz mi'osr maimer. And you recall we said a few times in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, ein acher chalitza klum. Once chalitza is performed, anything that happens post that is absolutely worthless. And we're going to see that this is not so simple. Amr Yehuda, Amr Rav, Zutivir Rabbi Kiva. This goes with Rabbi Kiva. The Amr Ein Kiddushin Toivs Machiyav Elav. That once you give a chalitza, if after that the Yavam wants to go, for instance, and give Maimer, no, it's too late. Ein Kiddushin Toivs Machiyav Elav. We know that Rabbi Kiva holds. What would be the din after doing a chalitza if the Yavam wanted to go and marry his Yavama? He'd be over in this din of Kimish Leibanashim Leivne. So for the all of us, that would just be an Isserlav. And Kiddushin is twice by Isserlav, Chiyavilav. Rabbi Kiva holds any Kiddushin times a Chiyavilav. So once you've given a Chalitza, we're done, fellas. You can't do a Maimer subsequent to that, because any Maimer that you would do, or any Yibin that you would do, you'd be Oyver Chas Hasholim and Isserlav, which according to Rabbi Kiva has the status like an Issacharis, and any Kiddushin twice. So it's Gunish mit Gunish. That's why it says, Ein Acher Chalitza Klub. After chalitza, you could perform maimer. Not that you should, and not that that's a proper thing to do. Of course, it's improper, because you've already given a chalitza. A person who's going to do maimer subsequent to that is going to be oyver on kibush leibanish and leyivne. True, 100%. But lemaisa, it has halachic validity or efficacy. Why is that? Because it's only an Isserlav, it's not an Issacharis, and Kedushin is Toivsin, Chayovilav. Pray tomorrow, Mimotis Mukas Lokir Rabbi Kiva. Are you saying that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva? Moktani, it says in the ratio of the Mishnah, Nosen Get, the awesome Maimer, first he gave Get and then Maimer, Trich Get for Chalitza. You need a Get to remove the Maimer, and you need a Chalitza to remove the entire Zika that's on this person. Couldn't Rabbi Kiva, once we give a get, will the maimer subsequent to that be effective? But Tanya Rabbi Kiva, oimer, minang, the nusin, get the eventish, and that's all of Eilamis. Once we give a get, that's it. The iser of Kimish Vibana immediately goes in this trigger. She never said in the pasuk, the yuchel balo rishon, asher shulcha, that this pasuk liyuchel balo rishon is talking about a regular husband and wife, where the husband gives a get to his wife, chas v'shalom, and then after that she remarries, and after that she gets divorced or she becomes a widow, that the original husband is not allowed to take her the second time. That's the lashon of pasuk liyuchel balo rishon. When she is married to a second individual, even though that marriage terminated, the first husband cannot take her back. But our Gemara tells us this. Rabbi Akiva learns that by Yavama, it's even worse than that. Meaning, if the Yavama went and he gave her a get, even though she did not remarry, he's ushered to take her back forever and ever. That's what it says in the Brisa. Get to his mama. She nets all of Alamas, he becomes ushered forever. She never, Layucha, Bala, Harishon, Asher Shulcha. The words Asher Shulcha, says Rashi, are Ibrit, they're superfluous. It could simply say Layucha, Bala, Harishon. We know what we're talking about. Layucha, Bala, Harishon, Loshul, Lakachta, Lilay, Slayisha. What do we need to go and write the Asher Shulcha? Once he gives a get, even if she did not remarry, you're not allowed to go back to that yivam. So, Ibazoi, how could we say in our Mishnah, a lashon of nos and get for us a maimer, that maimer is worthless according to Rabbi Akiva? You're telling me the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva? Omer Mashi, get yivam in midrabanan across machta v'alma. Mashi says the whole concept, the whole institution of get by a Yavama is a Durabana. In a Torah, you only have Yivam or Chalit. Since the whole concept and the whole institution of the Durabana, the cross machta bi'alma, this passage that you just read, Layucha ba'al rishon sheshulcha achar shiruach, that's an asmachta, that's not really min haTorah. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, if and when he would give a maimer post the get, it would be effective after. Tan. We're starting off this price Omer Rebbe. Remember Rebbe, because we're going to talk about him more. That we said in the Mishnah that Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, that's only according to Rebbe Kiva. As far as Rebbe Kiva is concerned, after you give a Chalitza, then there's no way that the Yavam could take the Yavama or give maimer or do anything else, because of the fact that according to Rabbi Akiva, it becomes now like an Eishes Ach Shehoyu Labanim, and therefore it's Aser forever and ever, and anything that you're going to try to accomplish after that is meaningless, because that's Rabbi Akiva, then Ein Kiddushin Toifs Mechayav Ilam. Avachom Maim Yeshach Chalitza Klum. Yeah, even after Chalitza, if a person performed a maimer, it would have validity. You're over an Iser, Kimish Labanim. But it would have validity. Bani Oimer, now Rabbi says on his own, this is a very interesting concept. What Rabbi is saying is that if a Yavam gave to his Yavama, for instance, a Chalitza, so now the relationship, the Zika, has been terminated, has been resolved, and then after that he decides to go be Mekadisher, by giving her Kesef Kiddush. If he says, I'm giving you Kesef Kiddush on the Shem Ishus, then Yesh Acher Chalitza Klum, meaning that this would be effective to make a Kiddush, even though you're not allowed to. Kiddush Leibana Shem Leivna. But it would be an effective Kiddush. If after giving a Chalitza, he says, I change my mind, I'm being Mekadosh with Maimer, the Shem Yabmus, continuing the Yibum, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, then it would be worthless. Meaning, since the person gave a Chalitza, so then the Zika's gone away, you're talking about, I'm giving you now Kesef, Lishim Yabmus, the Yibum, Mister, there's no more Yibam. Yibam is died. It's done. We have Chalitza. So therefore, Rebbe is now making a distinction between whether or not it was Kiddushin L'Shem Ishus or Kiddushin L'Shem Yamnus. Kiddushin L'Shem Ishus would be effective. Kiddushin L'Shem Yamnus has absolutely no effect whatsoever because it's Dvarim B'Telem U'Mavuto. Dan Yidach, Tak another Reise, Hachil Sivemte, Bechoz V'Kidja, Rebbe Oyen in Kiddushin L'Shem Ishus, Trichem and a get. If you made a new Kiddushin L'Shem Ishus by a regular marriage, you need a get. If you're saying we're being Kaddish Shem Yamnus, Ain't Trichem and a get. You still would have to have a get because Kiddushin is toifsin b'chayov lavin. And even though what he's talking about, the Shem Yamnus, is nonsense, but nevertheless, it would be effective after all. Omer of Yosef, my time with Rabbi, what's the reason of Rabbi? Now, from here, from this Omer of Yosef into the Omer Aleph, the two dots, which goes down about a quarter of the Omer, the Gemara is going to bring up four or five explanations of what Rebbe holds, that Rebbe is distinguishing between the Shem Yamnus or the Shem Ishus. And each time the Gemara is going to question that interpretation and then bring another interpretation. So we're going to start this sugya. We're not going to finish it today. And therefore, Omer of Yosef, my time with the Rebbe, why does Rebbe distinguish between a Kiddush of the Shem Ishus and the Shem Yamnus? Says Rebbe Yosef, I'll explain to you. Asua ki oyder benichsi hager uksover shaloi hein tlaikani. What happens if a person has a field and right next to him there's another field that belongs to a ger? And the first individual is plowing his field and he's planting his field, and by accident he went over the border and he was plowing and planting into the next door neighbor's field. It was totally unintentional. He didn't realize that this belongs to the ger. I gather the border markings must have fallen away, the boundaries fell away, and therefore he was working in the ger's field. And then guess what? After that he hears that Nebuch, the ger, passed away without leaving any children or any next of kin. And so therefore he says, okay, I want to be koinah. Because after all, I worked in his field first, and therefore I did a kinyan. I want to be koinah. Says Rav Yosef, Rebbe would hold by that oidem and nechsi ager, who kasomer shaloihe. He thought it was his property, tulekani, that it's not koinah. Why is it not koinah? If he had in mind to be koinah and say, I know this is nechsi ager, and the ger has died, and I want to be koinah, it would work. But here he made a mistake in fact. He thought that the property was his own property. He was never intending to go and be koinah. So here too, when the person says, I'm going to give you Kiddush L'Shem Yamnus, he's in a fog. He doesn't know what's going on. Yamnus Yibam has ended. There was a Chalitza, there's no longer a Zika, no Yibam and no Chalitza. So he's like an Oidim Nechzi Yagir, where he thinks what he's doing is correct, but he doesn't realize, Tulaikani, that this is all worthless because Zika has ended, and therefore the Shem Yamnus is just nonsense. Only Abayis says to Rabbi Yosef, me dummy, your mushel and your nimshel are really not one and the same. Why not? In the case of the ger, the person who was plowing his field, he didn't have in mind at all to go and plow in the other guy's field. He doesn't want to be koin and nechsi ger. It was a very simple mistake. He just kept on plowing and plowing without realizing that he's gone over the boundary between his property and the other property. Here, he wants to be koinah. That's why he's handing over to her Kesef Kiddushin. And he's saying, I wanted you to know I'm being Mekadosh L'Shem Yamnus. It's true, I gave you a chalitza. I regret what I did, and I want to now be Mekadosh L'Shem Yamnus. I'm giving you L'Shem Yamnus. So therefore, says Abai, maybe this would work. It's not like the case of the Oyim Nechzi Yagir, where he didn't intend any kinyan. Here he intended a kinyan. If anything, says Abaya, if you want to go and shteltsu, if you want to go and try to find a parallel, I'll tell you a parallel. You had two gerim that had nechosim next to each other. In other words, two gerim that had two fields next to each other. And Unfortunately, both of them passed away. And now someone wanted to be koina the first field, and therefore he's oiter. Oiter means like to hoe or to dig. And guess what? And by accident, he either went over the boundary or it was the other ger, not the first ger. In other words, there was some confusion involved. Says Abaye, even though he didn't intend to be koina from ger number two, he intended to be koina of ger number one. Doesn't make a difference, Connie, because bottom line is he had in mind to be koina. Okay, it wasn't the ger of Mr. Smith, it was the ger of Mr. Jones. But Amaisi wanted to be koina. And therefore, it would be koina after all. And therefore, I don't understand why Rebbe would hold that Lashem Yabnis doesn't work. And therefore, Elamar Bais. Bais says, I'll give you a new explanation in Rebbe. When he gave the kiss of Kedushin, he says, I'm being Makadish with Mamer of Yavam. Rabbi Sovar Maimer Ilu Zika Karami. Oh, we get back to the Sugya that we spoke about at the top of the Yavid. The Rabbi holds Maimer and Zika now become combined and they merge. Vasoi Chalitza Afkata Lazika. And now the Chalitza came and removed the Zika. And so therefore, that removes the Maimer as well. That's why Rebbe holds Maimer doesn't work post-Chalitza, because there is nothing for the Maimer to attach itself to. After we have a Chalitza, there's no Zika left. The Maimer wants to combine with the Zika, so Nishdoka Zika. So therefore, it doesn't work. Like we said up above. And therefore, if he would have started out before giving a get or before doing chalitza, if he would say, I'm being mekadosh in the mind of Yavamim, miloy mahani, wouldn't it work? Of course it would work. Why would it work? Because of the fact that the zika and the maimer are two different things. So I'm being mekadosh with mind of Yavamim, it would work. It's ashenami mahani. So therefore, in this case, even though a chalitza has already taken place, it would still work. So this is Abaye's pshat in Rebbe. Rav is not happy with Abaye's pshat. If when he handed over the Maimer, even post Chalitza, if he said Maimer Yavamin, it would work. Very, very strange term. It says, I want to be Mekadosh with the Zika of Yavamin. Rabbi Sovar Yesh Zika Vasoi Chalitza Afkata Lezika, that there is a Zika. This we have running throughout the Masechta. Yes, there is this concept of Zika. And therefore, now, when he wants to go and give Maimar, and after that he wants to give a get, not a get, Chalitza, Vasoi Chalitza Afkata Lezika. It takes away the Zika. And therefore, when he says to his Yavama, is gachli bezikas yivamin, that's worthless. There is no zika left. So how can it be mekadosh bezikas yivamin? Rabbanan Sabri ain zika. There's no such thing as zika. Of course, there is zika in terms of that there is a connection, but it doesn't rise to the level of, for instance, achoyz zikukase and similar halachos. And if meikari ilo amalei is gachli bezikas yivamin milay bahani, if before giving a chalitza, if he would say to her, I wanted to mekadosh you with zika yavamin, even though this is a very strange term. But nevertheless, if that's what he wanted to do, wouldn't it help? Because it's obvious what he has in mind. He's saying that as a result of the zika, I want to be mekadosh you with ma'amar. So if he would say the zika yavamin, he would, wouldn't it work? Ashenami ma'amar, therefore it will work even post chas v'sholom a chalitza. Okay, we'll stop over here and mention tomorrow we'll have another couple of pshatim in Rebbe. And in the meantime, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai, and Zach Zin, and Zach Zimetz.